The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
The good thing about doing a radio program is what's the that? Ability to just flip a switch and start.
Yeah, I love that about that.
You know, that's why I studied radio instead of television, because TV people would have to lug a camera.
Exactly.
And we're just ready to go.
We're unencumbered.
We travel light, exactly. And we're ready to go. I'm here. It's your old buddy Rob with Buzz and Oscar, who was I'm pleased to see. And look, it's RJ Diaz, and we're going to call him back. We're going to call Charlie Sheen. I know yesterday we didn't speak to Charlie.
No, we got his
But we're going to call him up, so let's go. Is it Casa de Sobriety? What is it, Buzz?
I think that's close enough.
Yeah, yes. Okay. We're calling
Sober Valley Lodge.
That's what it is. Sober Valley Lodge, calling Charlie Sheen.
Ah, very good.
Hopefully we'll get him today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Winning.
There he is.
Hey,
Charlie.
Yeah, who's this?
It's Buzz and Rob from the Michael Mara Show. And Oscar's here.
Radio show. Oh, Buzz Burbank. Yeah, yeah, yes. Okay. How you doing? I got tiger blood. I'm staying up all night. I'm doing a fine job. Everybody's, everybody's talking. But what? Huh? What?
You're doing,
hold on a second. I want to, goddesses?
No.
Goddesses. Hey, can I get another cup of coffee, please? Thanks a lot. What are your names again?
It's Buzz and Rob and Oscar.
Whoa. Slow down. That's not your real name. Your real name is Jaime Goldstein, isn't
what?
It? Buzz Burbank, whose real name is Jaime Goldstein.
Is that true?
I don't think, Buzz?
Yeah, no, I know this. You know why? I've got a 10,000-year-old brain. I can read minds.
Are you?
That's right. I'm an extraterrestrial. I'm going to come in and I'm going to, and don't disagree with me. I'll rip your heart out.
Okay, Carlos.
I will rip your heart out. I will eat your toenails violently.
Carlos Estevez?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Estevez.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Oscar Santana.
Oh, okay, Oscar Santana, whose real name is Oscar Santana. I've got it all figured out. You know what I have? I've got a crystal ball. I mean, I can follow. I know what you're thinking before you're even thinking that, okay?
All right, what am I thinking right now?
You're thinking right now about, boy, I got my ass itches. Was I right? Yeah.
Well, you're close.
There you go. Ding, ding. Ding, ding. Winner. Yeah. Winning. Yeah. Winning.
You're
that's
a warlock.
Me. That's what I am. Yeah, I'm a warlock. Don't pick a fight with me.
I'm not trying.
I will love you violently, Buzz, and I will murder you violently.
Why so violent, Charlie?
Why so violent, Buzz Burbank, who's also known as Jaime Goldstein? Yeah. No, I'm not violent. I'm just, I will murder you violently if you try to invade my family. If you take my family of space invaders and you come into my football game, I will take you out. I will take you out with a missile. I will fire a missile from my index finger. It will blow the top of your head out, and we will look at your brain, and your guts will be on the floor.
Here's a question.
Someone has.
Charlie?
Hold on a second. One of the goddesses is going to bring me some coffee. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, that's good coffee.
Is that really coffee?
Man, that's good coffee.
Is that your first cup of the day?
Oh, that's good coffee. Oh, yeah.
First cup of the day?
You want a popsicle? What?
First cup of the day, Wolfman.
Yes. I've been compared to Wolfman Jack. Who's that? Was that Rob? Is that Rob Spiewak?
Yeah, it's Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, Rob Spiewak, whose real name is Samuel Nissenbaum.
What? No, yeah. Not true.
I know these things. I know all you guys. Your name is Samuel Nissenbaum.
I don't think.
Mr. Sheen.
Yeah. Okay, Oscar. Yeah, go ahead. I recognize your voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I
want to ask about the future of Two and a Half Men. Has anything changed from yesterday?
You know something? I first of all, I'm going to continue to fight the good fight. I'm going to argue with them violently, vehemently. I'm going to make sure that I get back there. I'm going to get on set. I owe that to my public. My public who looks up to me because I'm an Adonis. I'm a god. I have a brain that is more superior than yours. I am special.
Yes, you
special.
Are.
Question.
Wolf, clap for the wolf, man.
I read on TMZ that you can shoot lasers from your fingertips.
Absolutely, man.
Can you do that?
I can do that. I've been twitting all night.
Oh, have you been on the tweeting?
I got an interview with the Today Show. I'm going to be on Good Morning America. I'm not going to be on the CBS Morning News, though.
No.
You know, Les Moonves should worship at my feet. You understand that? Les Moonves, sure. Whose real name is Murray Epstein.
Yeah.
There you go.
It might be.
That might be accurate. Know. Yeah, go ahead, guys.
So it seems like you've taken a bunch of interviews, and obviously you're on
the
podcast.
Yeah, I have. I want to get my side out. I want to get people to understand what I'm coming through.
You also said no to Nancy Grace.
Yeah, Nancy Grace. You know, get away. You know, let me tell you something about Nancy Grace. First of all, she does not know how to deal with my 10,000-year-old brain. She doesn't understand the respect that I'm supposed to command because I'm special. I am somebody that people look up to. Don't you wish you had a life like mine?
Charlie, if you're so powerful, how is it that they managed to take away your twin boys last night?
The twin boys, you know, they're going to be fine. It's going to understand that. You know, that's everybody trying to take shots at me. That's the big part of the global economic, socioeconomic conspiracy theory from the social...
Well said.
And Nancy Grace's real name is Aaron Eisenman.
Yeah.
Again, he might be right.
A question.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Her real name is Nora Ephron.
Now, I think it's a different person.
Tova Felshu.
Now, the thing
Zero
is...
Zero Mostel.
Very talented.
Marshall Bernardi. Hold on a second. I've got a list of them here.
I do.
Goddesses. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Killed it.
What? What did you kill?
What'd you kill?
King Cobra, right in my liver.
No kidding. And you didn't even flinch.
That's right. King Cobra. I've been seeing a lot of them lately.
Before we get to your tweets.
Yeah, go ahead.
I also read on TMZ you have the power to...
God!
You have the power to levitate.
That's right.
I know this
is
a phoner, but are you levitating right now?
I am floating over my cocktail table right now, and I'm looking down at the goddess.
How high can you levitate?
As high as I want to go.
Go higher.
All right, there we go.
Yeah. He left the phone.
I knew it.
The phone is also levitating. Yes.
I knew
it. I'm up here right now. Can you hear me?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Why don't you yell? Better.
I'm flying. I'm floating over my cocktail table right now.
How do you do it? Do you flap your legs?
Is this Rob Spiewak?
It is.
Hey, how's your father doing?
He's good. He's going to be on the show.
Bob Spiewak Sr., whose real name is Baruch Blotnick.
That's not what you said earlier.
I'm coming back down to earth, guys. Okay, listen, I got to run. I got to do an episode. I've been tweeting all night. You got my tweets?
Yes,
my
I do have here. Your tweets.
Okay, let me see my tweets.
They're actually kind of strange.
Okay.
But
that's odd.
You stayed up all night for the morning interviews.
Yeah, I'm tweeting right now.
What do you expect?
You were all still tweeting.
I just got invited to do the Nancy Grace Show. I'd rather go on a long road trip with Chuck Lorre in a 75 Pacer. Winner! I'm winning!
Are you winning?
Yeah, winning right now.
I'm floating.
The only watch that keeps Warlock time. Class of 1927, Bambino! Ooh, I'm all over the place, man.
Wow.
Oh, my sons are fine. My path is now clear. Defeat is not an option.
No,
I will kill you, and I will kill you violently.
That's
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Violent.
Yeah.
Man, I'd like to bang Whoopi Goldberg.
No, really?
Not really. Just kidding.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Last week we made the comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. With Mike O'Mara, Rob Spira, Ben Burbank, and my Uncle Oscar. And now here's Mike.
Wow. Thank you, Maya. Enjoy.
Not Maya.
No,
what was that?
Luca.
My Uncle Oscar was the clue.
That was painful.
Maya. You're used to hearing it when
I'm
it's Maya.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm really, really sorry. That was...
He does sound like a little girl.
I thought it was Carla.
All the same.
Who knows? If that was Maya, you might want to have her evaluated.
Yeah.
And that's no slam against Luca.
Mike, how could it be?
Mike, you're winning.
I'm winning.
You're winning.
Enjoy it in 148 countries around
14.
The world. From the Cappy Piper Studios, this is Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm
going to
play that for my nephew now.
No. Oh, man. Play it. I blew it.
That's fine.
Fine. Just make sure you play it after the evaluation. That'll buck up his spirits.
He actually did a better job reading than Oscar did on that video.
That's true.
He did.
It is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2011, and we are over 5 million downloads and still growing.
Cool.
Why don't we read the sponsor?
I don't want to.
But you have to. Why? Because you have to.
Anyway. Was so Polish.
Zucchini. I promise you this. Today's show,
what a show,
is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. It's a jungle out there. So when you think of shopping, think Amazon. And when you think of Amazon, think MikeO'MaraShow.com. In fact, bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping.
The widow Spiewak bought something on Amazon last night.
Very good.
The widow O'Mara's been buying on Amazon regularly.
I buy everything.
As the truth trickles out, it turns out that the trip to Japan liberated her of her iPod.
Oh, really?
So the iPod is, I believe, in Nagasaki, and Carrie returned.
Wow.
So we had to replace her iPod last
night. Wow. Support the show. Shop Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah.
All right, we're very happy to be here today. Lots to talk about on the show. Oh, of course we are, Rob.
I know, Mike.
Always today, workout day 3.
Attaboy,
hey, very
good.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good job.
Painful. Let me see. I want my stories back. Would you give up booze for 1 year for how much? Well, I'm the only real lush here. Oscar and I are lushes.
For a pound of weed.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I think
you're a lush too.
Who are you talking to?
And then, boy, this was, you know what? Late night show prep. And for me, late night is after 7 o'clock.
Right.
When you write down as your show prep, yay, I saw a flower. Something's very tragically wrong.
No wonder
wrong.
You're having those dreams.
He's speaking in code.
And something fell out of the snack bag. We'll start with that, shall we?
Oh, because you teased this yesterday. It's a new kind of something that you're enjoying.
Did I not talk about that?
You mentioned that you were going to tease. You teased that you were going to talk about it.
Raymond, please to go to the snack drawer, the one at the far end of the kitchen.
Oh, you don't need to tell him where it is.
The one that Oscar likes, and get me a couple of those new snacks I like so bad.
Oh, yes,
I
please.
Hope we're not out.
I have
I
all of those
I hope we're
snacks.
Not out. They are wonderful, and I hope he, you know, because I sent him to go, we will have exhausted them.
No.
We will have exhausted all the snacks, and they were, I hope he can find them. But
you know what's amazing
sure
is all the times I've been here, I have never once visited your snack drawer.
That is amazing to me. Well, you get out of here. You're pretty fleet of foot at the end of this show.
I get out as fast as I can. You say, Rob, won't you stay?
Yes.
And you know.
Please linger longer.
Come on, I'm cutting an apple up. Would you like a segment? And I said, no, I must go.
Now, whenever alcohol crosses our lips, then I do wish you to linger.
This
you know that.
This is true. This is
then
true.
Then there's nobody I would rather drink with on the show more than Rob Spiewak, because Rob can sit next to me and say
nothing and amuse me for 4 hours.
Well,
like after when we had our big drinky drink show for Raw.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Rob lingered all afternoon.
Yes. Into
we
the
got
evening.
Rob really a record setting performance for Rob Spiewak for staying here at this house. And it was special. It was wonderful.
Linger longer.
Hey, look what he
Thank
found.
You.
He
Thank
found
you.
Them.
Here they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Three bags.
You know, I often talk about.
Oh, look, a show.
You know, I do hate this because this almost feels like I'm ripping off Oprah with my favorite things.
No.
And incidentally, this is not just my territory. This show is not a dictatorship. It is a Politburo, as we like to say. And everybody can bring their favorite things
we
in.
We can bring snacks, too.
Can I say, before you even start, I saw these in your drawer, I want to say, about a week ago.
Really?
And I just closed the drawer.
Because you wanted to eat all of them, or you didn't like them?
Oh, no, because they don't look appealing.
Ah, they don't look appealing, and there's the magic.
All.
There is the magic. Okay, first of all, something you might like, okay?
Yes.
Something you might like is 130 calories per bag.
You could get that in Baked Lays if you'd like.
Yeah, but that's but this is good. This is better
or
than
you could have two Thin Mints.
Okay, now this is tastes great, and these are called Sensible Portions.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm just
let's have three of them.
I'm just getting clicks and pops over here, Mike. I can't hear a damn
Sensible
thing.
Portions. Uh-huh. These are called Veggie Straws.
All right,
now
I'm interested.
First of all, they're made from vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Vegetable.
And they're crunchy. They go crunch.
Fat 7 grams. Cholesterol 0. Sodium. Oh dear.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
What?
Perhaps we shouldn't read the ingredients.
No, toss me one of those.
The sodium. 290 milligrams.
Oh, that's not much.
That seems like a lot.
But that's every snack.
What does it say percentage for
just
your daily allotment?
Why not?
How much sodium for your daily
12%.
Allotment?
12%.
That's not. Is that so bad? That doesn't seem so bad.
It's pretty right. bad.
Try now, those.
No, are they all straws? I see something on the pack.
They're veggie straws,
okay.
and then they also are veggie chips.
Ah, yes. Okay.
With sea salt.
See, you mentioned 7 grams of fat. It's only 1 gram of saturated fat, and that's the only number you need to be concerned with.
Okay, but they are yummy, and they are better for you than regular.
No trans fats, no cholesterol.
Try them, boys.
Only 12% of your sodium.
All right, now listen. Now there's a bit. You got to linger on these snacks
there's
a little
a gram
bit.
Of fiber.
You got to linger
protein.
On these snacks, but uh-huh. these are. And listen, don't accept substitutes. These are Sensible Portions. That's the brand. You get them at Costco.
This looks mm-hmm. like a DNA experiment.
Actually,
I know. Go ahead,
Mike. They will be available on our Amazon.com store page.
Oh, very good.
Yes,
all right now.
Let me see.
I
what
like
you
them.
Think.
They're great.
Aren't they good?
Oh my God! These. Especially since they're on our page, I love them.
Aren't they good?
They're actually horrible.
Oh yeah.
They're better than your average chip. I think
they're so horrible. I'm going to continue eating them.
I think that there's great. Just something about them. First of all, they're
These
very...
These would be great with a lot of beer.
They're very, very heavy.
They're not filling, though.
A third less fat than the average potato chip.
And three times more enjoyable.
That's the key. A third less fat than the average potato chip.
You know what
chip.
This is, Mike? This is twice the snack in half the time.
And just because the reason I like them is for that 130 calories... You get a lot of them.
Damn.
You get a lot of them, and they're yummy.
These boys is tasty.
What I like about them is their passion is creating innovative and great-tasting snacks, and they guarantee we'll love them.
Here's the thing. I was eating a snack the other night that was filled with preservatives, mm-hmm. and you could actually taste the chemical.
Really?
When you put it in your mouth, you could actually taste
That's
it. I don't know what it was. It was a cheese puff of some kind. It was a low-calorie cheese puff of some kind.
Hey, they're kosher.
These don't have any crap in them at all.
The chips taste like, if you're familiar, if you're a chip guy out there,
right.
I think they're called munchies. It's a red bag, a red cellophane bag.
Munchos.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Munchos.
RJ wants to try some.
They're made of dried potatoes.
Yes.
That's the deal.
They're very good.
Well, these are actually made of dried potatoes, but also appears dried tomato and dried spinach.
Yes. Yeah. So Munchos chips, that's what I would like in the flavor, which are obviously mm-hmm. very good.
These would be great dipped in lots
Pretty
of sour
impressive.
Cream.
How many bags do you really eat, though?
Huh?
How many bags in a sitting do you really eat?
At
be
a
honest.
Sitting?
Yes.
A one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I had one for breakfast today.
Self-control.
I mean,
but it's a shopping bag.
When I'm on my program, I don't eat 20 bags of them. I eat what I'm supposed
when
to.
When you
eat.
Talk about your program, are you referring to the Kirk and Mike Morning Show?
That's right.
That's
the Kirk
my
and Mike
favorite,
Show.
That's my favorite.
I'm 105.9 The Edge
mm-hmm. every day. Monday
and
Friday.
We got the ratings yesterday.
Yes.
I'm here to say still the same.
Very
All right.
Congratulations.
Let me just say this. Ingredients: potato flour, mm-hmm. potato flakes, and potato starch, sunflower oil,
like
corn
it.
Starch, tomato puree, spinach powder, salt, sugar, and turmeric. That's it, guys. That's all that's in here.
Very tasty.
Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
So they're yummy. I recommend them highly.
I endorse them as well.
Very good.
But We opened up another snack bag yesterday, and something fell out of it.
I must know.
And it looked like a claw.
Oh, no.
Did you save it? Do you still have it?
No, we threw it away.
Why would you throw it away?
Because it was either a claw or it looked like something that might have been attached to Frankie's ass.
What kind of snack was it?
I don't even remember. It was a chip of some kind. It was maybe a different brand of these type of things, but these are very, like, they're very careful and very organic, and I like them a lot.
Well,
I really
do. Well,
the
claw came from
Rob, what do you think? Seriously, you're a snack guy.
They're very good.
They are yummy, aren't they?
Yeah,
for a healthy snack, I thought they were above average.
I would buy these.
I thought they were above average. You let me know what you think.
Love them.
And people, of course, on Facebook will let me know what they think. Mm-hmm. And this is not just I do not do this lightly.
We don't get anything for this.
This is not a cheap shill just to get Amazon traffic up. I don't do that. I swear to God. Mm-hmm. There's something I think is kind of neat, and I like the fact that it's a veggie snack.
Well, the thing
is,
Mike, I got thrown off when I opened the bag. I thought it was called veggie straws.
Veggie straws?
Yeah, and I didn't like the taste of that.
No, that's something you can try at home.
Yes, well.
You have a story, Mr. Spiewak.
I do.
You were talking to me about thievery in your neighborhood.
Now, this goes back a couple weeks, and remember, I've not had a good month with my trash can because, remember, it was caked with blood not long ago.
Oh, yes.
Right. Yeah.
And you didn't know where the blood came
from. Still
don't.
But really, it's a non-issue now because there is trash can thievery in my neighborhood.
Have you been tested for hepatitis?
No. No, I think I'm fine.
Okay.
I didn't lick much of it.
You didn't have any open sores when you were picking up the trash?
Ooh, not until after the blood got on me and it began to eat at my skin.
Oh, very good.
It's so itchy.
Stop.
But we have...
Sometimes I just tell him to stop.
Tuesday is our trash day. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is our trash day.
And Tuesday is also treat day.
That's right. It all works out great.
Tuesday is treat day.
And we've had for some time the biggest rolling trash can you can buy. I'm going to guess it's 96 gallons.
Yours.
Yes. Wow. It's made by the Toter Corporation. You see them all the time.
Yeah. Do you buy them from your waste management service?
No, we have the CSI waste management company in Leesburg, and they do not provide trash receptacles.
So strange.
Where did you buy your super deluxe big one?
We bought it at Home Depot.
Okay.
And we bought it about 4 years ago. And it's the biggest they offer because I don't want to have to move multiple cans.
Right.
And this is big enough for us.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago, I came home on Tuesday. And no, it was more than that. It was during the big snow.
Okay.
I came home and there was a trash can in front of my house. And I grabbed it and I pulled it into my garage. And I'm thinking, wow, this doesn't feel the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's lighter. And I started looking at it, and it's like a 72-gallon model. Now, we had some wind, so I assumed that it got blown around, and someone took, because they look the same proportionally.
I see.
And this, I looked at it close, it was newer, and it was smaller.
Nicer trash can?
Same model, only smaller.
Okay.
From a distance, they look identical.
Even though it's newer in this particular equation, bigger is more valuable.
This is what I want. I want my big trash can.
You want your big one.
And I mean, I'm really second guessing myself. I open it up because I know there's stuff and crap stuck to the bottom of my trash can that makes me know it's mine.
God, Jabril's mother.
I know. So I look up and down the street and there are no big models out there. So you know what? Someone got mixed up. Mm-hmm. I'll use this trash can for a week.
Until?
And next Tuesday I'll put it out and eyeball and find it. Well, next Tuesday we go through the same drill. I come home, nothing. So I put a note up at my mailbox. We have a communal mailbox, you know, where they're all lined up. I said, I think there's been a misunderstanding. If you
give
have
me my
wrong...
trash barrel
no,
back,
and I don't,
effers.
Yeah, dear a-hole.
Right.
No, I kept it really nice. I said, I think there's been a mix-up with the snow and the wind. Please check that you have your trash can. I have someone else's trash can.
How
I never
his,
made an issue of size.
How would his note sound if he was reading it, Oscar? How would that sound?
I think there's a trash can that's been mistaken for years because I've had a smaller one. And really, let's be honest, white collar crime is just out of control.
I got everything
so
I wanted.
So a full
there.
Week, a full week goes by. I don't hear it. And I, you know, I sign it. Eight Rob.
Who has the effing time to do that?
Yeah.
What, you type a note?
Who's that worried
type
about it?
You typed it and printed
it
out.
I've got a great house because I have a printer.
Jesus Christ.
I pour gas on this, and it's easy to start.
Mark, Rob is worried about it because this was the big labor-saving trash can that he only has to make one trip with.
However, I am squarely on the side of Mr. Spiewak here.
Somebody
effed with my trash, and I had a bigger one that could, you know, get more stuff in it, and I thought somebody was effing with that. That's a big no-no.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Nobody says anything about the note. The next week, I go out right after the trash man picks up, and across the street is a big can. And I go and I open it and I look in the bottom and I see stuck in the goo in the bottom of the trash can,
debris.
Jukebox strips. This is my trash can. Guaranteed. The title strips that I had to print up. So
because he goes through thousands of those a week.
So you didn't hold Julia by her legs and make her write Spiewak at the bottom?
No. Well, we're getting to this.
Give me that again. Because when did you found what?
About 3 weeks ago, I found the trash can across the street, and someone else had been using it, and it had my jukebox strips at the bottom of it.
Wow.
So I
direct the neighbor across the street.
So I move the small can across the street, take mine back, thinking that, you know what, this is an unfortunate happenstance, but at least it has been righted.
Even Steven.
Right.
Right.
So I come home yesterday after trash day, and wouldn't you know it,
gone again
with another smaller trash can put in front of my house. And it's another brand new one, a size smaller. It still has the sticker on it. And I'm like, oh, F this. This is wrong. No other trash cans in the neighborhood. So I'm
Is it the one across the street?
Don't know. They've put it away. So I'm walking around to see if there's any other trash cans that have been blown or anything.
Right.
And remember the neighbor at the end who talks to me through her window?
Yes.
Like Gladys Kravitz?
Right.
I hear the window open and it's her husband. Mm-hmm. He says, what are you looking for? I said, I'm looking for my trash can. Pause. He says, isn't that it? I said, no, David, it's not my trash can. There's been a misunderstanding.
David.
So obviously my trash can has been squirreled away in someone's garage.
Right, hidden.
And so I don't know what to do. I'm not going to do this again. So I leave the trash can out and start formulating my plan. Carrie gets over to
Is your number one suspect the neighbor across the street?
Yeah.
All right.
But I'm not going to call him on it because you know what?
If it's I'm wrong, all in. This is a Rob story where I can drift off. I'm all in on this.
You know, the chat room has an over-under going on right now how long your story is going to go.
don't pick on the boy. I'm all in on this story.
So here's
I will
plan
tell him
today.
To speed it up when I think he needs to speed it
Carrie up. Carrie comes home and I hear the garage door open and I hear the trash can being dragged in and it's going to be resulted. Well, why didn't you bring the trash can in? So I open the door and say, put that back. That's not our trash can. It's going to stay in the street until someone owns up to it.
I'm with you.
So I really don't have a recourse, and here's why. If I call them on it and it's not the case, they can always say, oh, I'm real sorry. I didn't notice.
Right.
But they know because it's happened twice.
Right. Okay.
And there was no wind. They had to go across the street.
Does this resolve? Do we find out?
What I'm going to do today is
It doesn't have an ending.
No ending.
No, because
it's a cliffhanger.
It's a cliffhanger.
Did you ever think that the $10 an hour trash guy might have just shifted your trash can to that guy, and the guy that lives across the street from you probably has a busy life and doesn't really look at the details of his trash can and doesn't care, and he doesn't realize he has yours?
No, I'm with Rob.
This wouldn't happen.
When they come up the street, do they do left side
Our
of the street,
side,
right side? No.
And then the other side.
Oh, so they do one, two, three. So there's no way.
That would be impossible for that to happen.
So there's no way the trash guy could mess
so
it up.
So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to stop at Home Depot. I'm going to buy me a new one, and I'm going to get those big reflective numbers. I'm going to put my address on it.
Yeah, you should.
And then I'm going to keep putting the small one in front of the suspect's house.
No. Do not do that. I'm with you more than you think.
You should get your original back.
You can get your original back and put the numbers on your original.
Yes.
But how do I get it?
But you wait till next trash
week,
day.
Be there.
You wait till next trash day and you
I
do
want this resolved today.
No, you do recon. Oh, you know who it is. It's the person across the street.
I think
because you switched with them. Do they ever open their garage?
I don't know who they are.
You don't
I feel
know.
Like, and they also they might be from out of town.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like this is an episode of Desperate Housewives, and I should be yelling at the screen saying, how do these broads have all this time to deal with all this nonsense?
All right, resolve it today.
Okay, I will resolve it today.
Would you go across the street and knock on the door?
No.
Are you afraid?
No.
Are you afraid?
Don't like confrontation.
I don't like confrontation, and I don't like people, and I'm sure I don't like this
How
neighbor.
How about breaking
what
and
about,
entering?
Describe,
what
about, please to describe the people that live in the house, please.
Are they black?
They're different than I.
Scared of the black man. That's it.
And Mike, to be fair, they're different than you too.
That is it.
They're different than everyone in this room.
Are they different than Oscar?
Yes.
Everyone.
As a matter of fact,
a black guy.
They're all different.
You can't talk to a black
no,
guy.
No, they're all different than us. Hey, I'm raising a black child.
I know.
They're different than all of us because none of us have ever stolen a trash can.
Now listen. Do you are you?
But also,
what percentage of certainty do you have that it's the people directly?
64.
64%.
That's barely a passing grade.
Your wonderful daughter go and knock on the door.
And what? Have her spirited away to wherever they come from in a bag? No,
no,
I'm not going to put her in danger.
You might get a different daughter out of it.
That's true.
No, I would believe that she's got the gusto to walk up and say, "Hey, I think you guys might have my trash can.
Would these people, let me just add, and I will try to keep this as non-racial as possible.
Thank you, and that's what I always
would these. You say these people are different than you and I.
Yes.
And I believe, no, we are all, in the family of man, we are all one.
I agree.
However, if I am to go with the Rob Spiewak scale of different,
right,
would these people be Huxtable different, or would they be Snoop Dogg different? God.
They might be Florida Evans different.
That was the most racist thing I've ever heard
I
you
think
say.
So. Bell went off.
So Huxtable,
it was a of course it was racist. Different. I was making a racist joke.
No, but you know, it's not. We don't have a Huxtabillion
like
neighborhood.
Guy.
Yeah.
And a Snoop Dogg guy is a really ghetto black guy.
Put Dillinger on this.
Thank you for thank you for spotlighting
this.
How about a high five on that one? Thank you. Thank you very much.
So we'll see.
Are you
what
afraid?
Happens.
Are you afraid that it would be?
I don't want unrest in the neighborhood.
No. Would you? Is the
I'm already vilified in the neighborhood as the scary dad.
You don't even know these people.
No, and they don't know me.
Do you think that this sentence might be uttered if you asked about your trash can?
What?
Get off my property, MF-er.
Oh, I would never say that. And it's not my property.
Would it be said to you?
No, yeah, and you know question. What? It could escalate to that.
You are blessed to live in a very nice area.
Thank you. And so, you are too.
Yes, mm-hmm. I am. So I would
say Mike.
Whatever.
Not me.
Whatever hesitations you may have, I think you just take the bull by the horns. You're the one that loves to save. You know, if you go and spend another $50, $60
you know,
and then the reflectors.
One time at band camp. One time after Halloween, Carla had put out. Remember when she had those hay bales?
Yes.
I think we were doing a show last year.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she had the little hay bales and the decorations for Halloween.
Yeah. Well done.
And we put them out by the trash. And I'm standing there talking to a guy on my street, and a lady pulls up in a car and starts looking and taking the hay bales that were still in their little perfect squares and putting them in the trunk of her car.
Yeah.
You know how I handled that situation? She was an elderly lady. I looked at her and I said, what the f*** are you doing? Because she was touching my trash.
Right, stuff. Right,
and it's my stuff. Get your mitts off of it.
What was she doing?
When we moved, she was, I don't know, she has cats.
No,
I don't know what the hell
it was.
Well,
people use it to cover like a new lawn seed, grass seed, and that sort of thing.
You
she
know
was
what?
Very
spend,
startled.
Go and spend $2
but
on it.
You would put it out on the curb as trash at that point?
It was on the curb as trash, and I was standing right next to it.
I see.
That's when I took issue with
it.
It was like it was right in front of me. And then I let her take it anyway.
Set up a camera.
I didn't care it was trash, but I said, you know, knock on the door.
We can't do anything until next Tuesday.
Incidentally, there's a big difference between putting stuff out on the curb
two shows at once
as trash, and then there's a difference between somebody actually picking up you know, stuff that you leave out there to be taken.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What time?
What? What's going on?
Two shows at once.
I'm trying to give him a resolution here.
Oh,
what time?
Good luck with that.
What time does the trash guy come?
About 11-ish.
11. Yes. Right.
Oh, you know what I remembered? We need to break.
Oh, that's yeah.
We'll finish this. We'll finish this discussion when we come back. That and more fun and more thrills right here.
Yeah. Hello. I'm your neighbor across the street. I'm wondering, is this my trash bag? Sir, there's no need to get angry.
Can you turn down the Johnny Kemp, please?
Please, don't hurt me.
I'm wondering if you have my trash can.
Well, yours is a 70-pound. Mine's a 140-ounce. I don't know what I have my little jukebox strips at the bottom of it. I don't know. Oh, don't hurt me.
See you later, RJ. It's not too distracting when he thunders out like a black rhino.
He never thunders, Mike. Unbelievable. He tiptoes.
It's like an eclipse.
Our second segment is brought to you by Match.com, helping millions of singles for 15 years. This is a new affiliate program we have here.
It is.
Helping millions of singles for 15 years to flirt, date, and fall in love.
That's right.
Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara from Match.com. If you're serious about finding love, Match.com puts you in control of your love life. And Match.com can help you find romance in your area, even your age, race, and religion, Rob.
I could use some romance in my area.
Straight or gay, click the ad on our website for a free trial.
Right.
Go through MikeOmaraShow.com to get to Match.com. And good luck. We hope you find love.
Yeah.
Really do.
Charlie Warren.
May I make an endorsement for Match.com?
Sure. Yes, go ahead.
Really?
That's
how you found Kara, isn't it?
No. I found Kara on Craigslist.
Very good.
No. Match.com. Match.com. I used to always knock it. But one of my good friends about 3 years ago got on it. And I got to tell you, he hasn't found true love, but he hasn't had more sex in his life.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure if that's the endorsement they're looking for, but I certainly think it's going to get some traffic on that website.
It's about flirting and dating as well.
My friend Lowell found his wife through Match.com.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And
she clicked on the icon that said weatherman.
And Lowell is a successful television meteorologist. Yeah,
that's right.
That's good. All right, resolution.
Rob to set up a camera before he gets out of here. Any type of digital. I'll loan you my HD camera. It's got like a two-hour battery, 3-hour battery.
Okay.
Set it up, point it out your window, and see what actually happens.
Okay, next Tuesday we'll
do next
this.
Tuesday.
Okay, next Tuesday,
I think instead of going out and buying a new one,
you have to get
resolution. Don't let the guy get away with it.
I want resolution, but also I want to have a trash can this week, and I'm not going to use that little trash can because it's not mine.
Well, can't you put your bags of trash in the garage?
My bags. Yes, I'll put my bags in the garage. But
What's wrong with that?
Don't you want to have a can to put your bags in?
I don't. I put them out on the back porch.
Yeah, but I live a slightly more classy life.
This is Manassas.
Oh, you bastard. How dare you? I can't believe that.
I'll put my bags in the garage.
Are you ever embarrassed to say that you live in Manassas?
No, you bigot.
A lot of
don't be a bigot against a lot of racism and gender discrimination.
Yeah, frankly, I don't care for it.
Geographic discrimination being thrown at me.
I'm embarrassed to say I work in Manassas.
I'm pleased that I live in Manassas where the state vehicle transportation is a bicycle.
I love it. I love fences made of bicycles. I love Bolivian chicken restaurants.
I do.
If you need an oil change, there is no better place to come than Leesburg. Manassas.
Where else could you go to find a reasonably priced automobile?
Do you have car dealerships here?
We have a few.
That's terrific.
There might be a couple.
Or used tires.
I love
Old Town's tires. Beautiful.
What I love is my house. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love my house.
Rightly so. It is an historic landmark. It's an actual historic landmark.
And if anybody
house.
Wants to know, where this house is situated and how we live here, I urge you to watch almost a carbon copy. There's a show called Shameless.
That's right.
And it's very similar to
same house.
Very similar to the way we live. here. Just minus the kids. That's all.
I like to think Oscar is our lip.
And on a Saturday morning, you might see me in front of the toilet, passed out,
sure,
with the kids stepping over me like that. It's very, very exciting. Okay, so I got to the snacks. We talked about your thing.
Yes.
Talk about something fell out of the snack bag.
Right.
Yay, I saw a flower. That was kind of a tribute to March being the cruelest month.
We're excited about spring.
What flower was it, Mike?
March being, it's one of those little buds, those shoots that come up through the ground when you get that first...
Shoosting up out of the ground.
Shoosting up when you get one of those first days of potential spring.
Like a daffodil?
That's why I said it, though. This is what my old man said with March being the cruelest month.
It teases you like that.
It is so true. Right.
I know, because you just can't wait for winter to go away.
As far as springtime is when I buy in 1,000% to all the cliches. Mm-hmm. I buy into cabin fever. Mm-hmm. I buy into spring fever. Mm-hmm. I buy into, go to a warm spot, which we all get sucked into because I am desperate, like to enjoy some spring training baseball right now. Mm-hmm. And incidentally, the way people should be aware of a program note, I know that the year ago, we used to all shut down the show for periods of time.
This is exciting.
And we would, take our vacation. Well, we're no longer going to do that collectively. We have determined that on this show, we will be occasionally down one for a week as each and every member of the show takes his leave for a particular week.
Right.
And that includes me.
The show will go on.
The show will go on. I think, aren't we losing you next week?
Actually, I've moved mine because one of the things I'm going to do on vacation is I'm going to go out to KCJJ.
Okay.
KCJJ land in Iowa.
Right.
And they're having some studio work done, and I don't want to go out there while stuff is in disrepair. So I'm going to do mine sometime in April.
April. Okay. Okay.
Nice.
Rob will be taking his at a certain time. I'll be taking mine March 19th.
I'm looking first week of May. So
and first
separate.
Week of May. And they're going to be sort of spread out, and we'll do it that way. Right. And, I don't know when Oscar goes out to Arizona. We all have our little different things that we do. And it should be interesting. So if you were concerned about that, that's the
Show will go on.
I'm
no
jealous,
week
though, that you get to go to spring training.
I love it. And I will tell
How
you something.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, when I bought my place down there about a decade ago,
right.
When I went down there the first time, there were three considerations for me. I'm a big golfer.
Mike, I always know you love to get a consideration.
I love to get a consideration. I love to golf.
Right.
I love an occasional throwing a line into the water, doing me a little fishing.
Right.
but I also love baseball. And I know it sounds like I'm an idiot Red Sox fan, but I literally bought my place down there. The last piece of the puzzle was because the Red Sox train in Fort Myers, Florida.
Wow.
And now, I don't know if we ever talk about this, but the Boston Red Sox have signed a new 30-year lease. I'll be dead. It's so great.
Oh, that's cool.
The city of Fort Myers, and they are building them a brand new facility that's going to be a replica, little mini Fenway.
Oh, nice.
It is about 10 minutes closer to where I live down there.
And you are already close.
There is nothing. RJ, if he was here, would tell you, you know, we've been at spring training games together. You sit out there and, in a small ballpark, you know, with older seats, sitting next to RJ.
It's a pleasure.
Welcome to heaven. It's not doable.
As you're painting this picture, I think it's time for our first time this year to hear from Mr. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, and I know one of your favorite songs.
Let's listen, shall we?
Everybody shout.
All right,
I play that song, your fists make the same pose that I did in my cat cartoon picture. Excited fists. You can't even stand it.
So it's spring, and I get excited. And that's all I wrote. Why I wrote, yay, I saw a flower. But then again, back down to 40 and 50 degrees. Turn that crap off.
This year will be different.
Always is. But
the other thing I just wanted to mention was kind of a variation on yesterday's theme, very briefly. I just want my stories back. You know, with these, we talked about Dancing
scripted
with the Stars.
Your favorite scripted shows.
Have you done any research, Mr. Television, as far
as I checked yesterday.
What's coming and when we're going to get it?
I only checked on one because you'd brought it up, but True Blood returns June 21st. So that's, you still have a little ways
I know it's
to go.
Difficult to make television. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's not overnight, but how come you get, let me ask you this, Mr. TV Guru.
Right.
How come you get certain television programs that are scripted dramas for TV,
right,
and you get them like rapid fire? You seem to get episode after episode with a short turnaround time, and then you get shows like The Sopranos, or I'm going to use True Blood as an example, where you know, you get 11 shows, and then it's a year. It just seems
May
to me
I
an
weigh
awful,
in?
Go right
please,
ahead.
Please do.
My opinion is that I think The Sopranos is handled in many ways like a motion picture was.
Okay.
And if you look at who turns out the most programming, like the Law and Orders or even soap operas,
right, but
that's still quality stuff. But what you've got, you've almost got units within the show that only have to generate a third of the show every week.
It's all the same sets.
And it is all the same sets.
Right.
And they can work.
What?
When you watch an episode of Law and Order,
I don't get it.
There's like the crime part.
I'm too stupid.
Okay, the law episode of Law and Order.
He's making a point. But
there's always
like, might be too much of him today. Yeah. I might be at that Rob threshold.
Now you're good.
Right now. I might.
It's like if we were.
So glad I came.
If we were a traveling,
and I've had a great week already.
If we were a traveling radio show, right, and we had to go and gear up and set up, every effing day from city to city to city in a different place, it'd take longer to do the broadcast.
Right.
True.
So
but
if you have a new storyline,
right,
new storyline with new sets, so those have to be built and all that location.
Set, you can do it every day. Just
Mark,
come
look
in
up
and do
Mad
it.
Men. I want to see, when do we get a new Mad? When does Mad Men come back on?
But in a nutshell,
yeah,
they've got basically three hunks to every episode of Law and Order. The crime is committed, there's the investigation.
Yeah, okay,
and
I understand that part. What's your point?
So they've got three units working at the same time. They can shoot 15 minutes each to give you an hour.
Okay.
So they work in units and they don't have to do the whole thing linearly.
Okay.
So I think they can generate more Law and Order than they could something like The Sopranos or a True Blood.
And a lot of the shows are made on the old model, the old way, the way we used to watch television. You know, some of them are set for your fall season, for example. But now, especially with the cable networks.
And Fox.
Those shows can appear at any time.
I hate that, by the way.
It seems to me that March, we are in a period of time now where there seems to be a gaping hole, and there's not a lot of good stuff that's available to watch.
Right.
Would I be accurate about that,
yes,
except for American Idol?
And right now, your main networks, which is what I hear you talking about, right now, the networks don't care. Because it's March.
And you know what? There's no sweeps months anymore.
Right. Well, they're kind
are
of
there?
Yeah, there are. It's still February, May, and
November.
November, exactly.
I just want my stories.
Many of them will be back.
When's
in
Mad Men coming on?
You're not going to be happy.
They're
debating it right now. They said it's definitely coming back, but it may not be until 2012.
There you go.
Yeah.
There's
that's
a clip.
You know what? By that
what
time, Mad Men will be
what
set in 1985.
I mean, really, what the F? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What is the deal? Let me give you another one here. And these are not scripted TV shows. These are my food divas. I'm sitting there and I'm scrolling through Ina Garten. Ina effing Garten.
You wish. Let me turn it up.
Just keep it turned up.
You're telling me that you actually go to Ina and sometimes you get upset because she's cooking the same thing she cooked a couple weeks ago?
It's not that. I get upset because you will go to Ina Garten and you will see episodes from 2000.
Those are classics.
2004.
How dare they?
Isn't that really? And you see this for Anthony Bourdain, No Reservations. You see the Guy Fieri.
You definitely see it with Alton Brown.
But guys.
Instantly, the best thing I ever ate. Okay, that's another show on the Food Network that I like to, that's a go-to for me. Mm-hmm. Best thing I ever ate. How many times can we see Crunchy? How many times can I see effing Crunchy?
You guys, do you think that the average viewer of the Food Network?
He said Crunchy.
The average viewer of the Food Network knows that this is this is an episode from 2004.
Yes, because the average Food Network viewer is brilliant.
No, the average Food Network viewer probably has their go-to shows that they really like any other network, and they go, they take a look at it. Don't you be smug about this.
And also, the thing is about food. There's no plot line to follow. They're all self-contained. Mm-hmm. They don't change.
You know what I'm saying?
They should rerun.
They've got a longer shelf
life. Seriously, Robin, this, we got to think about this. You and I have to think about this.
Right.
You get a food show. You enjoy. Yeah. Cut your little episodes, knock out three or four of them, and then get ready to take the rest of the decade off.
Because Guy Fieri told us, they build his set, they do a season, then they put the set in storage.
Right.
He does his whole season in like 2 weeks.
Yep. Rob and I were talking about how dare you, and he said we can do exactly that. We record four, and then we just replay them in different successions in the second month.
That's what we're going to do.
So they look like they're new.
And of course, we're going to try when we. What's the timeline on How Dare You?
I would like to release the first episode April 1st.
We got to get. Where are we?
I'm ready to go.
RJ and I.
Isn't that him? Isn't that him? I'm ready to go. I just didn't feel it was necessary to tell you
Do you remember when I let us shut up, Oscar? Too much of you today, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you remember that where we're at right now, the recipes are being submitted.
Right.
What Mark has got to do is pick two recipes and do the shopping.
Do we have enough recipes?
We do, and I'm welcoming more.
Okay.
Then all we have to do is cook.
All right, very good. All right, and have you given it any more thought as to logistically how it's going to work?
Absolutely.
All right.
Not at all.
You haven't.
No.
You lazy F. You haven't done that. Yeah. I. So,
it shouldn't be hard.
So it's
there
just
are 19 days till you leave.
You need to. Talk to him. Okay. He needs to put more thought into it.
Absolutely.
There has to be a layout.
Rest your mind.
There has to be a
all
layout.
All is well.
You know,
there's no problem.
There was one thought I had going into this, and I'm going to make it. I'll be very honest. Pull back the curtain. Completely honest. I said Rob is doing all the lifting on this,
right?
As far as structuring the way we're doing it, who's doing what, all that.
You have
these
two
things
jobs.
Have to be done. These
Everything is fine.
You have two jobs. He's chasing trash cans.
Okay. That's good. Okay, so I don't.
This is going to be so great. Can we shoot it today? Really?
You know what?
It'd be so much fun.
I know it's going to be great. When we start doing it, it's going to be
this
great.
This man is lying.
No, it's going to be great. We need though some. There's some. We need a production meeting, and I will come to the production.
No. You mustn't.
No need,
Mike.
To.
No.
No, because there's There's some things that we need.
No.
We need. What do we need?
Chef's hat.
This is all being done.
Are we going to have aprons?
Yes.
With kiss me, I'm the cook, or something like
that.
Well,
yeah, or how dare you?
Okay. Oh, yeah, how dare you? We're going to have customized.
Right.
How dare you?
Yes.
Smocks.
Merchandise.
Smock. Or maybe Smock.
Chef's coats.
May I add something?
Yes, go right ahead.
There's a 100% chance that you walk off the set.
Me?
Yes, really? You.
Really? Why?
Well, then I win by default.
No, Rob and I will be bickering, and I think that's really
fun.
Here's the thing. We do not.
No, this is the fun, bud.
We don't do the forced bickering, Rob.
No, of course
we don't do the force.
Mike, we've never had to force it.
You're not going to walk off because you don't want to do the show.
I'm going to walk. I know you're not. You might be right. I'm going to walk off because it's so horribly prepared.
Yes,
You're right.
I don't know.
It'll be so sloppily.
No,
you
don't
want to be.
It's going to be slick like the last time Oscar made a video.
I own that, buddy. I own that 100%.
I know you owned all 50 takes, and you owned coming in and said, "How did I look? How did I look?
Ladies and gentlemen, on Ustream.
Did I look good? Did the tux look good? How did I look?
Ladies and gentlemen.
How do you think I look?
On Ustream, this is the kind of show. I go home and I listen to this one. And I am home. We'll take a break and come right back with the audio ball right after this.
I'm going to tell you a story.
Thank you, Rob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So look for that April 1st.
Yes.
Around April Fools. We'll be doing that. And I'm taking a break, so we got to get that thing maybe done next week. Maybe the week after.
What?
Beginning of the week after. Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by My Vacation Experts, the vacation service that's not only free, it can save you money. Just tell My Vacation Experts where you'd like to go, and they'll send that info to 56 travel professionals, and then they compete for your business.
Right.
Let someone else do the research. No matter where you want to go, save time and money with My Vacation Experts. Just click their ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
That's it.
And I'm fascinated to get somebody to go on a vacation, use these guys.
I'm going to use them.
And I'd love to hear the feedback.
I'm going to plan my trip to Florida, and I'll let them plan it, actually.
Very good.
Cool.
Looking forward
to that. Let us know how it went.
Time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Let's see what we've got today. This is Wednesday, the 2nd of March, 2011.
You know, I woke up this morning, and I said, Carrie, I wonder what Charlie Sheen did last night.
Oh, my God. Yeah, isn't everybody right?
And you know, it really, he doesn't disappoint, and I wish I had other stuff that was better than the Sheen stuff to play you, but it's just so fun right now. So right now, Mike, we had the hit record from Charlie Sheen yesterday.
I believe in the Charlie Sheen, but I was so ready to say it. It's just so fun and so easy.
That's right.
I'm kidding. Don't look at me like that. Do not look at me. Look at that. His face
do
is
flushing. Do you want a Sheenless audio vault?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't. And that's why I didn't want you to say that.
Right.
But I've got a question
because
for the
room. Because it was very, very hard putting it together, what with the lounging this morning.
I have to ask. Seriously, what is the legitimate question. What is the burn factor on Sheen? Is anybody getting crispy on Sheen?
I think he's got this week, and then he's gone. Yeah. He's gone after
America's
this
not had a
I'm
spill
actually,
of it yet.
I'm actually sad now.
Mm-hmm.
Because
of your video?
Just following him. The tragic part about that comment is that I own it.
I know.
And I'm fine. If I was in denial,
it's easy to say that.
But so, I will say this.
Are we going to feel bad when if he does end up on a slab somewhere?
I'm at that point now. Mm-hmm. Because what he was, quote unquote, tweeting last night up until 2:30 in the morning was, it just didn't make sense.
Right.
And it just was weird and it was strange. And you really feel like a man like this is mentally ill.
It's an Elvis-styled tragedy. Yeah, and I could draw you 1,000 parallels. It's frightening.
That is the truest thing in the world. And I think you can compare him to Elvis, who had the entourage and everything. But let's listen to some of the clips.
All right. But the thing is, Mike, you know, he's become a part of pop culture. Now, yesterday I played you the dance record, the Charlie Sheen dance record.
Right.
Today there is a Charlie Sheen soft pop hit.
It's something everybody could agree
on.
Yeah,
I think this is nice. It's not actually Charlie. It's a song about Charlie.
That's nice.
It's called Charlie Sheen's Got Tiger Blood, and it's by a band called Apollo Run.
Bobby took more than anybody could survive. I was banging 7 grand rocks and finishing them good. Yeah. That's how it rolled, because I want speed.
Crappy, suck-assed, lousy band exploiting it for, you know, the radio. That's like Super Bowl. That's bull crap.
It's not that good.
See, that's why you wanted another dance record.
Okay.
Look at me, what's not to love?
That's better.
Look at me, what's better not to love? Like Charlie Sheen.
Duh, duh.
Charlie Sheen.
Duh, duh.
Charlie Sheen.
Duh.
All right, that's good too. Okay. Enough of that. So, you know, but they get a, so he's Charlie Sheen with his goddesses, you know,
These are
all the steps that something like this goes through. He'll be auto-tuned.
Right,
trust me, he'll be auto-tuned tomorrow. Now, what's interesting is I think the people at the Huffington Post unearthed from a few years ago, Martin Sheen doing a PSA.
Wonderful.
And this is odd considering
where we
are now.
Mm-hmm. Can he be helped? Can she be helped? The answer to all of these questions is yes. There are many different forms of mental illness. It's a disease just like cancer or arthritis or anything else. And like other diseases, we just have to help the people with the problem and put our hands out in support. Uh-huh. My hand is out.
So there's that.
But
wouldn't it be better, Mike, hold your comment.
Right,
wouldn't it be better if the PSA went like this?
Can he be helped?
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
Can he be helped?
Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
The answer to all of these questions is
no.
There are many different forms of mental illness.
If I'm bipolar, aren't there moments where a guy like crashes and like in the corner like, oh my God, it's all my mom's fault. Shut up.
It's a disease just like cancer.
Can't is the cancer of happen.
And like other diseases, we just have to help the people with the problem.
I'm by winning.
My hand is out. I'm waiting for yours.
I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear.
Wow.
Go.
Go.
Okay, now, Mike, I'm sorry. I interrupted your thought.
You know, I think if you look at Martin Sheen, he too is, you know, he ain't quite right either.
He's battled some demons.
He's battled his share of demons as well. So it's a sad situation.
Now, they did at the Huffington Post put together a great composite of some of the great Sheen quotes, and it goes a little like this.
How would you describe yourself?
I have a 10,000-year-old brain and the boogers of a 7-year-old. That's how I describe myself.
I am grandiose because I live a grandiose life.
And I listened to it, and I thought, you know, that's good. Uh-huh. It's not great, and I thought maybe this helped it just a little bit.
All right.
How would you describe yourself?
I have a 10,000-year-old brain and the boogers of a 7-year-old. That's how I describe myself.
I am grandiose because I live a grandiose life.
People can't figure me out. They can't process me. I don't expect them to. You can't process me with a normal brain. I'm there to show others how it's done. It's not really rocket science. We're on a rocket ship to the moon some nights, but rocket fuel that lives in the tip of my saber. Sorry. Fuel of magic.
I'm sorry, man. I got magic, and I got poetry at my fingertips, effortlessly and magically converting your tin cans into pure gold most of the time, and this is, you know, this includes naps. You know, I'm an F-18, bro, and I will destroy you in the air, and I will deploy my ordnance to the ground.
My fireback was a 2,000-pound bomb, and it was, you know, laser-guided.
I'm dealing with soft targets. It's just strafing runs in my underwear before my first cup of coffee because I don't have time for these clowns. I'm dealing with fools and trolls.
Fools. Trolls. Normal people. People that aren't special. People that don't have tiger blood and, you know, Adonis DNA. I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen.
And just as at halftime here,
you
know, we used to be able to do a whole show about Elvis, but it took 30 years for that to happen.
I know.
This is stuff we've gotten in seven
days.
It's
the information age,
too. It is, Mike.
It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. too much. I've been riding it on a Mercury surfboard. Right off the bat, sorry.
Epic behavior.
This stuff's epic. You know, I'm not going to say it wasn't epic. Tired of pretending like I'm not special. I'm tired of pretending like I'm not bitching a total freaking rock star from Mars.
I'm tired of being aw shucks.
I've been like the aw shucks guy with like this bitching rock star life. Sorry, my life is so much more bitching than yours, you know? I'm just finally going to completely embrace it, wrap both arms around it, and love it violently. Why? Because I'm a winner.
Duh. Winning.
Winning.
Wow, winning.
I call winner game over. Defeat is not an option. They picked a fight with a warlock.
That's Charlie Sheen, everybody. Wow. That's good. That's it for today.
Okay.
That is Charlie Sheen.
Can I play you one last thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Let me open it up.
Okay,
oh, sorry.
Columbo.
All right, here we go.
Because we've all had dealings with the Columbia Broadcasting System, Les Moonves was meeting with investors, and they recorded his conversation.
Oh, let's listen.
And here's Les Moonves being the Les Moonvesiest I've ever heard him, because he's asked about Charlie Sheen.
Doing eight less originals saves us quite a bit of money. I'm not saying long term I want this to go on or it's great, but the repeat last night actually was the fourth highest rated show of the night. He's on the air quite a bit these days. I wish he would have worked this hard to promote himself for an Emmy. You know, I hope it's back. We'll see.
We'll see.
Hey, with CBS. We're tough guys. We're all tough guys, the broadcast executives.
Hey, by not doing those eight shows, we're saving a lot of money.
We are.
We're saving a lot of
Don't
money.
Don't worry. Where's my really wide pinstripe suit?
That tells me the show's coming back.
Yeah, well, sounds like it might. You never know.
He said, we'll see. We'll see.
It's CBS, of course.
Yeah, but regardless, there was nothing about, hey, this is bad for our image. There's nothing like that.
The bigger dick you are, the bigger dick you are, the better CBS likes you.
That's it.
Sorry. That's my experience. All right. We're going to take a break. Close the audio vault.
That's your magic audio vault.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Buzz of the news next. Yeah.
Watch out.
Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Let me take this opportunity to remind you the hoodies are available, embroidered with the TMOS logo on the left chest. They're delicious hoodies, full zippered front, two side pockets. The color is black. They're 100% pre-shunk cotton, available in sizes F it. Buzz
I love pre-shunk cotton.
We could edit that probably.
Buzz of the news.
Shunk. Thanks, Mike.
Delicious hoodies.
News today brought to you. We thought that would help.
All right.
Brought to you. Today.
Winning.
Mike, put your 3D glasses back on. You'll enjoy the news more.
Got the wrong ones on.
Today's news sponsored by Vistaprint.com for business cards and all your printing needs, including calendars, keychains, magnets, T-shirts, and even rubber stamps.
And liquor.
And reading glasses, I'll bet.
Very good.
Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint.com, but please go through the link on our website. Vistaprint. They made our car magnets. Did you know that?
Yes. I did not know
that. They did.
Do you ever watch Arrested Development?
Yeah.
The secretary that works under Jeffrey Tambor when she was banging Job, uh-huh. and he said, take your glasses off. She took them off and her eyes crossed like mice. He said, put them back on. Put them back on.
So something like this.
And that's why you should be watching on Ustream.
Exactly.
Too. As this country and its 50 states look for ways to balance their budgets in the wake of this recession, the debate has turned to the ups and downs of unions. The debate has gotten so heated in Wisconsin, at least one restaurant there has banned these debates.
Does that sound like a big fart every time I move my microphone?
No, it just sounds like a thunk. Yeah. A thunk. Okay. A clunk.
Right. And then when I try to do it on purpose, it doesn't make the sound. It only makes the sound.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I hear what you're hearing, yes.
Okay, it's caught up in the, yeah. It doesn't sound like a fart.
No.
Nor does it smell like one.
We just got to oil it up.
That's the sound of RJ.
You need a lube.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's quite all right.
I think the house is settling.
Thank you.
So a restaurant, for example, has banned debate about unions just because customers get so heated about it, they're trying to prevent trouble. Pro-union protesters continue to occupy the state capitol, where Republican lawmakers and a Republican governor are still determined to strip the unions of their right to bargain collectively for teachers and some other public workers. And as we mentioned yesterday, the debate has heated up on Facebook as well.
The debate is old as Roosevelt.
So what do Americans think right now about unions and the proposals that might weaken them? A New York Times CBS News poll finds that a third of us have no opinion. Mm-hmm. To be fair, we have been pretty busy with the Charlie Sheen thing. But there are just as many people, again, one third of us, who have a favorable view of unions, while only one in four of us have an unfavorable view. A more telling number, perhaps, is the 2-to-1 margin by which Americans oppose weakening the union's bargaining power. 56% of us are against cutting employees' pay or benefits to balance our budgets. Only about a third of us think that's the way to go. Only 26% of us think public employees are overpaid. 25% think their pay is too low. And 37% think that the public employee pay is just about right. So how does the public feel about Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who's put himself at the forefront of this anti-union movement?
Dynamite.
He has tiger blood.
A Pew Research Center survey shows that he represents a minority and that unions are 11% more popular in that state than he is.
That's a Pew poll.
A breakdown of the poll shows that many of Walker's fellow Republicans are union members who voted for him last fall and now wish they hadn't.
Winning.
A Washington Post article this morning suggests that Walker might actually be making the unions more popular.
I support Governor Ed Walker.
He's wonderful, and you know, he takes a dim view of that kind of behavior, but he has never turned a blind eye to anything that's gone on.
Think about the union stuff. Who saw it coming?
More than
does anyone. There yeah, are maybe
there are a few. I understood.
Dim. There,
no,
you don't get it. Right?
It's a vision reference.
It's terrible. It's what we're doing. Is really
the guy
horrible.
From New Jersey, the blind guy.
No. Rob and I are working on going to hell in a really, really narrow corridor.
Oh, no. Mike, I already know my destination. I'm just planning the route. I'm going to use that travel service.
That's right. Very good.
Over my head.
More than 8,000 union supporters are gathered at the State House in Ohio today to pressure their lawmakers into not weakening collective bargaining.
They got blinders on.
Ohio became a state 206 years ago yesterday. But
I wouldn't touch it with a stick.
Celebration was canceled because of everything else that's going on.
Yes, of course.
It's really bad what we're doing. I don't want to do it anymore.
No, you should stop that.
Thank you.
Muammar Gaddafi says he cannot step down because he says he has no position to step down from.
Mm-hmm.
He says Libya is ruled by the people, not by him. And sounding a bit like Mo from the Three Stooges, Gaddafi threatens to, quote, put two fingers in the eyes of his opponents. Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I've come full circle on this. Changed my position. I'm
really?
Ready.
Really?
Yeah, it's really like effing up. It's effing up our gas prices and our stock market. And so
you want
he's going to go anyway, I think, eventually.
Right.
And I'm like, why don't we hop on board and accelerate it a little bit? You know, get a little hawkish on Muammar Gaddafi.
Well,
he's a prick. He puts people in secret prisons where they're left to die.
Yes.
I'm like, get our jets in the air, scramble them. You know, shouldn't take long. I really don't think it'll take
long. It's not
don't put anybody on the ground.
Right.
You know, do a couple of flybys, bomb the crap out of Gaddafi and get him out of
and
there.
And when we get him, please, not to the face, because I don't want to harm that beautiful face.
I know, because he's such a good-looking man.
Punch him in the stomach.
It could happen. You could get your wish.
We'll see what happens.
Finally, when it comes to getting your tongue pierced at a local shopping mall, you might ask yourself, what could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
And from Quincy, Illinois, my friends, comes the answer to that question.
Here we go.
27-year-old Jared Hill, who's obviously decided not to talk for a living, got a metal stud through his tongue. And then hopped into his Dodge Durango and headed home.
Boo, a Dodge Durango!
This is great.
He didn't make it directly. He would later tell police that he passed out at the wheel, which is why he says he then drove off the street, through a traffic sign, through a bush, across a residential lawn, and into a house. He'll be okay, even if he will be hard to understand in court next month. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He'll all never right. be wow. able to eat soup.
So it was the stud that messed him up, huh?
Something happened. I don't know if it was the anesthetic, whatever. The guy passed
allergic
out.
To base
yeah.
metal?
Yeah. That's right, Hank. Be. Our segment today was brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. It's a jungle out there, so when you shop, think Amazon. When you think of Amazon, think us, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all of your shopping. This program cannot be rebroadcast without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our website is designed by PixelMel.com. For advertising info, call 301-244-8773. For Rob, Oscar, and Buzz, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. PixelMel.